Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jane Twin. It's the 3rd of September, and it's pretty much, almost a week since we last did something with the aquarium. So it's just been sitting here. I don't really report that when the water went really cloudy one day. But Simon said that he read that's normal, as sort of bacteria move in, and then it should clear up by itself, which it did. About 24 hours later, it was completely clear again. But I just wanted to give an update. I guess this is still step three, so this is kind of a 3B. We've got enough plants now. Had a chance earlier to go off. There was another garden centre with an aquatic shop attached to it, and it was actually a really good one. They're called something Blue Reef, and I can see why. About half their stock is for saltwater aquariums, which was fantastic because Simon and I saw a little Picasso fish, which was our favourite fish when we were on honeymoon. We just loved it. It's a little tropical fish, it's got a really unusual shape. The really interesting thing about it is, and why they call it a Picasso fish, is so it's a fairly small fish, and it comes in some funny colours. So the colours are a bit all over the place, like all over the fish, even like a lot of tropical fish. So it's quite, but it's not that colourful. The thing is, it's got a very, very small mouth, so it's kind of diamond shaped, but a bit puffed up diamond shaped, if you imagine. And it's got this tiny little mouth because that's all it needs. But to scare away bigger fish, it's got sort of a stripe that is almost like you've put too much lipstick on, and sort of the stripe continues and it makes the mouth look a lot bigger. So, you know, almost like that's a really big mouth and it could eat you. So it's trying to scare. And that was one of the things that we loved about this little fish, that is trying, it's put on too much makeup to scare off predators. So we saw one of those there, and they had a lot more different fish. We're looking for community fish, and they had a lot more different varieties of those than we found in the sort of in the chain pet shop, which has basically got, you know, that's your mollies, that's your platies, that's your guppies, and they all seem to come in the same colours, and I saw them in different colours on the internet, and they actually did have, in that shop, they had them in absolutely different colours, so that was good. So I'll definitely go back. They also said they were very low on plants, which is what we actually came for, but at least they had some more different looking ones, and they were still with the roots still attached. So they had a special deal for 6 plants, which was round about what I wanted anyway, so that was perfect. So I've picked out some plants, all different ones. So I've got a grass, and then I've got some with proper leaves, and I've got one that looks a bit like a peace lily. It's even got buds attached to it. I don't know how that's going to work underwater. There were some other plants, and I thought, hang on a minute, I've got that plant standing on my cupboard. Why is this submerged in water? But it seemed to work. There was an actual peace lily in there and something else, I don't know what it's called, but that I actually have in dry. So it was a bit bizarre. And this one, well, we'll see what it looks like when it comes out and whether it does actually bloom underwater. And I got something that looks a little bit like parsley. But it's a bit fern-like, so it's a bit like, you know, one of those ferns that I wanted, and something else that looks a bit grassy, but with slightly bigger leaves. I then spent some time moving them around in the aquarium, so the bigger ones. Unfortunately, not all of them came with a label on to show how big and how wide they're supposed to become, which gives you some indication of where to place them, even though, to be fair, you know, you never know how they're going to do. They might grow to the maximum or to the minimum, so you still don't really know. So I've put them in now, so I've got quite a few in the back row, and then a few smaller ones in the front. But I know that fish like their plants just for something to hide in and something natural to go through, so I did want a few more in there. And it actually looks fairly well stocked now. So, so I think I might just leave them for a bit longer to get used to that. But I think we're going to leave them as they are now. So I'm just going to have to plant them next. And then when I don't have to put my hand in there anymore all the time, then we'll go on to step four, which is the chemicals. And for that, I'll be back with another boo. Right, so far this update. It's a bit longer than intended, sorry. You can always tag it rambly boo, I guess. But thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.